If you think about your future, you've got two different time horizons that I want you to think about. The first one, let's just label that short term. Imagine you're starting a new job and someone asks you, in short term, or in a short term, what do you hope to achieve? That's the first one. The second one is in a long term, in a long period of time, on a broader horizon. In long term, what are you going to achieve? Those are the two perspectives. And now I want you to think about how long into the future you actually thought, for short term and for long term. So how long away was short term? And how long away was long-term? That's what we're going to talk about today. I've got another riff on time, basically, but two very specific theories. This is Caspian with a riff on time, part two. Heard about the theory. I can't remember any names. I'll try to drop the links in show notes. But I heard a theory of there was a scientist who started asking people about time, and more specifically their frame of time. So he was asking people who were working these two questions: what's short term and what's long term for you? And then he categorized them. So short term can be anywhere from a month to 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 to 9, up to a year, you know. And long term could be anywhere up to or from a year on or within a year to 2 years, 2 to 5 years, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, and I think the highest one was 50 plus years. That's long term for some people. And then he placed people out on these scales. So person A has short time frame X and long time frame Y. He drew a couple of different conclusions from this, and people have theorized around it. And again, I'm no expert. I haven't read the books. I've just heard this and I thought it was super interesting. But what I heard was, if you put someone that has a longer time frame in the same room as someone who has a shorter time frame, both talking about their long time frames. So say that I sit down to talk to someone who has a long time frame of a year to two, and my long term time frame is 10 to 20 years. We're going to have very different angles, and we're going to have a hard time understanding each other when speaking about long-term investments or work on a long-term or development on long-term. He also found that certain functions within a company most usually demand a certain time frame. So if you're on a C-level executive, you're probably going to have to look at a long time frame of at least 5 to 10 years, hopefully even longer than that, depending on what kind of industry you're in and what kind of company and what kind of people you surround yourself with. But in those cases, it also becomes hard for C-level executives to communicate their vision to people who have a shorter time frame, right? An added complexity to it is when you put someone in a leadership position or in a leadership meeting with the C-level executives, and the C-level executives all have a time frame of, say, 10 to 20 years, and that new person only has a time frame, only putting that in quotations, of a long time frame of 1 to 2 years. The whole meeting, the whole group, will start talking with a time frame of 1 to 2 years. They'll completely, completely revert back to that kind of vision and that kind of language. A third thing that he hypothesized was that when you have someone who isn't an executive, that's lower than you in rank if you're an executive. Say, this is a lot easier with an example. Say that person A is working on the floor and person B is their manager. And if person A has a time frame of 10 to 20 years as their long time frame, and their boss has a long time frame of 1 to 2 years, they're going to feel like they have no one to talk to or talk to about the future. They're going to feel misunderstood, and they're going to feel misplaced in sort of out of context. All of these are quite interesting to me. And I want to connect it to the second thing that I heard, which is very unscientific. I don't know if there's any literature on this, but the theory is you have three different kinds of time. You have three different views on time. As an individual, that is, it's your past, your now, and your future. Very simply. Your past, your now, and your future, right? What you can do is you can try to live in the now. You can not think about the future, and you can not draw experiences from the past. Very few people do this, because you're always going to draw on experiences that you had in your past. And most people will think about the future. So there are two other ways that you can think about this, and two other ways that you can behave in this situation or with this kind of time. Is that either when you're taking a decision about the future, you look back at your history, back in time, you see what worked and what didn't work, and then you create the future from that. So you go from the middle, now, look at the past, and then take a jump to the future. The other one is that you, instead of looking at the past to start with, you start by saying, okay, I'm here now. Where do I want to be? What do I want my future to look like? What kind of vision? What kind of feeling? What kind of position do I have? What kind of car do I drive? What kind of home do I have? What kind of relationships do I have? Anything. You look into the future and you say, okay, this is where I want to be. You can draw inspiration from other people, but you can also just use your fantasy, right? Looking at the future, you make up that vision, and then you start tracing yourself backwards to now. And then you have the full roadmap saying, okay, these are the steps I want to take to be at the vision, to arrive at the vision that I've put up for myself. And I think this way of looking at time is very interesting. I've always resented the second version, i.e. looking at the future and tracing your steps back. But someone pointed out to me that that's exactly how I do things right now. And it's immensely useful for me. One example is I want to become an ultramarathon runner. It's not like I want to run one ultramarathon and be done with it. I have a checklist. I have a bucket list of ultramarathons that I want to run on different levels. I want to become an ultramarathon runner. I've drawn up the vision for what I want to be, and I'm tracing myself back to where I'm at now, at the level of running I'm at, and at the general level of fitness I'm at. And that has kept me going. That gives me consistency, because I know the steps. I don't know the exact steps. I haven't said, okay, I'm going to hit 10K at the last of July, and I'm going to hit 20K at the last of August, or anything like that. I've just said that okay, in order to be there, I need to elevate, I need to start running consistently over a long period of time, and I need to increase my weekly mileage. That's the only KPI I have. That's the only thing I'm tracking. And of course, at some point, I'm going to have to increase the amount I run for each and every single run, but that's not my main goal. I want to increase weekly mileage because that's what seems to matter. Another result of thinking about time this way or thinking about your own future this way, with the first example, drawing experience from your past and then recreating that in the future, you're going to end up mostly with the same results because you're probably going to rely on the same methods and thoughts and ideas and all of that that makes you you and your achievements go well. You're going to draw inspiration from them and you're going to recreate them. You're going to do the same thing over and over again, which is, it can be very useful if you want to be consistent. But it might not always be useful. I think both of these, drawing inspiration from the future, tracing yourself back, but also learning from your past and then creating the future out of that, both of them are useful, especially when you use them together. Because if I've only drawn inspiration from my vision, I would probably say, okay, but why not just jump there? Why trace my steps back? Why not just jump there and become an ultramarathon runner and sign up for a bunch of races this summer? That wouldn't go very well because my body's not adapted. And I know that because of my history. I've tried and I have experiences with this. I've experiences where I haven't worked out enough or where I haven't done my homework and failed on a test and so on. So I'm always going to rely on my experiences. But I'm not going to let them guide my future to as much of an extent as they have. The reason I want to speak about these two thoughts in the same episode and why I wanted to do this riff is because that these two methods combined become very important in cooperation with other people. If your boss or your C-level executive has a shorter time frame than you, but still draws out a vision, you can see the steps. It might be that you're fulfilled for those 2 years, but you might feel insecure about the further future if you have that kind of frame of mind, if you think that way about time, right? The other thing is, if you have a frame of mind of long-term and you think about the future, drawing experience from your past, going deeply into the first way of thinking about your own personal time, drawing inspiration from the past and then going to the future, you're going to have a harder time communicating that. Or you have to communicate it very clearly because it's not going to pull people the same way that it does you because they don't have the same experiences. So when thinking about time practically, realize what kind of time frame you're talking about. Realize what kind of time frame other people around you are talking about. Your colleagues, your partner, the other people that you hang out with, all your relationships. But also realize what kind of method they use to get forward in time. And what kind of method you use to get forward in time. As I said, this is not an episode where I come with a bunch of conclusions or answers for you. They rarely are. But I found this very useful in thinking about my different contexts, my workouts, my jobs, my vision for my own future, my vision for society, and where things might go wrong when I speak to people, when I communicate with them. Where we might lack an understanding. And it might be time. I think it is in some cases. That's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Do check out the show notes and subscribe everywhere, anywhere. And I'll talk to you next week. Until then, take care.